How much do you like movies? Well, we certainly like them around here. I'm David Fair, and you are listening to 89.1 WEMU. It is a Thursday, and it's a time that we talk all things movies. And my co-host for this Cinema Chat edition is the executive director of the Michigan and State Theaters. Welcome back to you, Russ Collins.
Well, it's good to be back. And yes, there is Star Wars news.
There is.
and it's actually Star Wars news that you would like, David. So They just released a Star Wars story on Han Solo.
Right.
And you know, it's done a lot of business, but it hasn't done mega gigantic business.
Yeah, Star Wars, it always wants to do $1 billion worldwide.
Right. And it probably won't do that, but it's still making hundreds of millions of dollars.
But such a disappointment.
Which for an art film is completely impossible.
Unheard of, right.
But anyway, with the kind of tepid response, and you know, my son and his wife and I went to see the film, and it's enjoyable if you're, you know, if you're a casual watcher of Star Wars films, which I fall more into that category.
But they had plans for one on Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah, that's right, which was originally played by Alec Guinness, and that has been put on hold, so we'll see what's going to happen. Now, that doesn't mean there isn't going to be any Star Wars film, because there's Episode 9, which is the final version of the first three sets of trilogies.
All right.
And the first Star Wars film was actually Episode 4. And then
they did a series of prequels, right?
Postquels. And so anyway, this is to that, you know, middle trilogy. So
what you're saying is I'm going to get a break from Star Wars mania.
Well, I don't know.
I kind of feel bad for those who love Star Wars because they really like it. And I know I'm in the minority, but
yeah,
I really didn't enjoy the few that I saw.
I don't know if you're going to get that much of a break, because Episode 9 is going to be this really big thing because it's the final one.
Is it already in production?
Oh, it's already in development for sure. And you know, it's going to happen. So, yeah, it's in... For all intents and purposes, it's in production. And then they're looking at another trilogy set, so it would be 10, 11, 12,
they're going to run this thing right into the ground.
Was a surprise to me, but you know,
as long as it makes money and people go and people enjoy it, why not, right?
Yeah, and Disney does competent kind of stuff, you know. They got Pixar, and they, you know, anyway. So we'll see what happens. But if you're we're looking for yet another Star Wars stories about Obi-Wan Kenobi, you're going to be a little disappointed.
I think I'd rather talk about Jane Fonda.
That's right. Well, Jane Fonda, who is a movie star and daughter of Henry Fonda, and an Oscar-winning actress for Clute and Coming Home, and she also won BAFTAs, which is the British and Film Awards, and Golden Globes. She's going to be at the Traverse City Film Festival and honored with a Lifetime
Nice.
Achievement Award there. The Traverse City Film Festival is July 31st through August 5th, so you can go check that out. Michael Moore announced that earlier this week. Now, a film that we're opening this today is something I'm so very excited about. I saw it at Sundance. It sounds weird, but it's Won't You Be My Neighbor?
Which is a famous catchphrase of Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers. And so Morgan Neville, who did the documentary 20 Feet from Stardom that won the Academy Award and was part of our Cinetopia Festival. And we would have done Won't You Be My Neighbor during Cinetopia, except it was coming out so quickly thereafter. It's a film about Mr. Rogers' neighborhood. And Fred Rogers was a television pioneer. And one of the lines in the film is that if you wanted to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, what you did was you did absolutely opposite of everything that was typically going on in television. You had low production value, so you had kind of sock puppet, kind of
right.
Very simple puppets, very simple set that looks quite phony. I mean, you know that it's a set.
Yeah, he had a living room, but it didn't at all really appear to be.
Well,
a
and then
room.
The little kingdom
right.
And the little train and all of that kind of stuff. No special effects. Dumping of water on the heads. No bops in the face. Just a very gentle, slow narrative that spoke directly to children and let them know that people loved them. Mr. Rogers cared about them, and the people that are around them probably cared for them, too.
Now, you were probably a little old to enjoy Mr. Rogers,
yeah,
right?
No, I was a Captain Kangaroo guy, so it was a long time ago. Right. So, yeah, Mr. Rogers came on when
my kids... I remember my brother loving this show.
Right. Well, my kids actually knew Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood. But Fred Rogers also saved public television back in the relatively early days.
He made an impassioned plea at Congress.
He made an impassioned plea at Congress, which a lot of people knew that, but I did not know that. And again, he was just telling the truth to power. And the Republican senator who was in charge of the committee said, you know what? You got your funding. I mean, he just made such a compelling argument for the virtues of public television.
Yeah, so much in the political world, we talk about winning the hearts and minds of people, and he did exactly that.
Absolutely. And then at his funeral, people were protesting Mr. Rogers, Fred Rogers, because they said he made our children weak by telling them that somebody loved them. And I'm crying right now. I lost it in the movie. It is so touching. So anyway, go to see Won't You Be My Neighbor.
No, now you gave me goosebumps.
It's true. It's really a remarkable...
I've got a lot of work still to do. You can't do that to me.
It's a remarkable documentary on a remarkable person. And it's well worth checking out. Now, another film that we did during Cinetopia and also premiered at Sundance is American Animals.
About my friends in high school?
That's kind of, yeah, absolutely. So these four kids who were, you know, they weren't poor kids at all. They were pretty well off. But as a stunt and a challenge more than anything else, they decided to steal these antiquarian books from this Transylvania University in Kentucky. And this was a remarkable collection that included original versions of Origin of the Species.
Charles Darwin?
By Charles Darwin. And probably the most valuable book was the original printing of Charles Audubon's book on birds with the original illustrations and all of that kind
of
stuff.
That's the Audubon Society.
Exactly, exactly. So anyway, they conspire to do this. They completely blow it because their planning was to watch Reservoir Dogs and Ocean's 11. That was their preparation for it. Anyway, they blew it. They got caught.
And by the way, my high school band was named Misguided Youth, so it fits in perfectly.
And it's a very interesting presentation because it's not a straight-ahead documentary where they just interview people and talk about it. It's kind of a reenactment, but it's done in such a clever way that you really need to go check it out. American Animals opens today, directed by Bart Layton. Deb saw it, my wife, and she loved it. And she was so surprised about how much she loved it.
You are listening to 89.1 WEMU. David Fair alongside Russ Collins for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. And still can see The Catcher Was a Spy?
Yeah, The Catcher Was a Spy is the film that we're opening today, and it stars Paul Rudd as a major league catcher who spoke seven languages. He went to an Ivy League school. He was super bright. He was
made
recruited.
Him a perfect candidate for a spy.
That's right. He was recruited by the Office of Secret Security Services, which is a precursor of the CIA, to infiltrate the German nuclear program that was being developed during World War II. And it's got a great cast besides Paul Rudd. It's got Sienna Miller, Mark Strong, Jeff Daniels, our local movie star, Guy Pearce, and Paul Giamatti.
Well, that's a heck of a cast. Yeah.
Very compelling story, and Paul Rudd's performance is really, really wonderful. Catcher Was a Spy opens today. A couple of short engagements. Lives Well Lived is a really fun documentary about adults between the ages of 75 and 100. It started off by the filmmaker Sky Bergman. Her grandmother was reaching 100 years old. She was a wonderful, wonderful cook, and Sky Bergman was not a wonderful cook, so she started videotaping her just to kind of get her cooking secrets. And it ended up being setting her on this journey of recording a whole bunch of elderly people who lived compelling lives, and they were way past retirement age. And it was a lot of fun. We did a special screening with Sky Bergman here that was part of the University of Michigan Health health system gerontology program, and it was very, very compelling. So it's going to be here Saturday through Monday, the 23rd and 25th. Again, a lot of fun. If you got a senior person that you can take to it, really go check it out. We also we are continuing to show Heredity, which is this film that has a wonderful local connection. The film score was written by an Ann Arbor native. Mike Gould did the laser effects in it, and this film is got a great buzz all over the country. The buzz came out of Sundance. Very, very hot stuff. Go check that out. Now, opening at the multiplexes.
This is going to be the blockbuster.
Jurassic World Fallen Kingdom. Now, Chris Pratt stars in this one. Mm-hmm. It wasn't in the first one.
The original,
ones.
Right.
And the reviews are kind of so-so, but boy.
But Jeff Goldblum's back, I
Jeff
believe.
Jeff Goldblum is back. Absolutely.
I love Jeff Goldblum.
And
he plays Jeff Goldblum in everything, and he's great.
And he's very good. Yes, absolutely. And the reviews on this haven't been so great, but I'm sure that there will be an excited audience.
If you
like
special effects and you like dinosaurs, then you can't miss, probably.
Yeah, probably that's true, because they do eat things. Other people sometimes.
And I understand this time around there's a bulletproof dinosaur.
Yeah, well, there's all kinds of genetic machinations that have occurred with Jurassic Park, and they continue in this version.
A lot of movie choices. Go see something and enjoy the theater. For Russ Collins, I'm David Fair, and we thank you for joining us for this week's edition of Cinema Chat. You hear it each Thursday only on your community NPR station, 89.1 WEMU-FM and WEMU-HD1 Ypsilanti.
Russ Collins taking off his sweater and saying, see you at the movies.